Hello and welcome to Focus on Lincoln County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Joined today by my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest, Dr. Michael Stamatikos, Associate Professor of Physics and Astronomy at OSU Newark.
Give us a short resume,
right,
Doc. I mean, you've been in the science game for a while. You've done some really cool stuff.
Yeah. So I've been fortunate to come on the scene over 20 years now doing research with NASA. Early on, working on a neutrino telescope at the South Pole, where we built the world's largest neutrino telescope there. I did that as a grad student. It's called IceCube. And then eventually branching off into a mission called SWIFT, which is still in operation, and a NASA mission, and then eventually Fermi. So it's a fantastic time to do science, especially astronomy, because we're getting things that we never got before. You know, for millennia, photons were doing the work and giving us information. Mm-hmm. Now we have neutrinos, we have gravity waves, and we have this in tandem. So you can see one object, one event, and you can look at it in all sorts of different lenses. It's equivalent to looking at a black and white movie that's a silent film. That's kind of like having light of one frequency. Then you start making it color. Now you have all the frequencies of light. But then you put a soundtrack to it. Now it's gravity waves.
Right.
So you're going to get a better idea of what that movie's about if you can see the full color palette and then also hear the soundtrack. And that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, in 90 seconds, Doctor just described how smart he is versus you and me. I mean, just listen to that vocabulary and what he's talking about, and then listen to us.
I have a dictionary in the car.
Wow. That's impressive.
Well, every time I bring him in, I go right to Big Bang. There he is, just talking about stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, you and me are Penny, and he's Sheldon.
That's right. But he is such a great guy to have in because, you know, when this eclipse, and it's funny, we just had Lincoln County EMA Director Sean Grady, and he says, hey, we've been planning for this for a couple of years.
Oh, sure.
This has got to be like a Super Bowl for you. Joel and I were joking about opening day for baseball and what that means to me. This is opening day for you. This is the Super Bowl. I mean, how have you prepared for this?
So, you know, unfortunately, we're not in the path of totality here, and even Columbus isn't. But in Marion, they are. So our regional campus in Marion, colleague Professor Chris Orban is organizing an event there, which is going to be a really great event. Any time that you can take an event that can kind of, you know, percolate the zeitgeist of the public and then attach science onto it is something you never want to miss. And this is something that it's going to be bigger than the 2017 eclipse. It's going to be last longer. It's going to have a wider width. You know, roughly 10% of the U.S. is going to be in the line of totality. So, you know, this is a very big event that's going to happen. And there's always science you can pull from it. You know, one of the greatest discoveries we made was from a total solar eclipse in 1919, when we were able to look in the direction of the sun and see starlight bend around it like Einstein predicted. That was one of the feathers in his cap for general relativity. So you can do real hardcore frontier science with it. Or, like in 2017, we can have a child look up with eclipse glasses and just smile. Because they never see the sun. You put eclipse glasses on and you realize the sun is the same shape and size as the moon. That's the first thing you realize. And a lot of times people say, oh, I'm looking at the moon? No, that's the sun. And it's an effect where, you know, the sun is about 400 times larger in diameter than the moon, but it's also 400 times roughly further away. So the angular size is roughly the same, about half a degree. You put your pinky up, it's about a degree. So half a pinky is half a degree. Those circles overlap, and you get a total solar eclipse. So this is what happens when something gets in the way of something else. We call it a transit. And if it's so close that it completely covers the other thing, then that's an eclipse.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned kids looking up. You have two young ones. How exciting is just as a dad, to be say, hey, I'm taking you guys out. We're pulling you. I know a lot of schools are closing that day.
They are. Wisely.
Will you take them up there with you?
Well, we're going to go to Buffalo, New York. I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And so we'll be up there visiting family. I'll take my son and daughter there. And, you know, Buffalo in April hopefully won't snow. but there's only about a 30% chance that it won't be cloudy. But I figured, you know, we're due for some good luck losing four Super Bowls in a row. I mean, maybe they can throw us a bone a little bit, you know? So we'll see what it's all about there. But yeah, we're going to go out there to see the eclipse. It's in the line of totality.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a big brain guy when it comes to science. You've been doing it for 20 years plus. For the average person, you know, I'm going to go out and watch. I got my glasses. I'm going to sit out there and watch. What should I look for? What are the cool science things that are happening that a regular human being can understand?
So, you know, first we want to make sure you have the right protection. So you want to make sure you get ISO certified glasses, Eclipse glasses. Those will be listed on the inner panel of the glasses.
Okay.
Get it from a reputable source, preferably a U.S. vendor. That way you go through all the certifications. If you have a pair from 2017, if they're not scratched, you can use them again.
Okay.
But you want to make sure that they're operating. You never want to look at the sun without glasses unless you're in that period of totality lasting a few minutes.
Mm.
Then you can take it off and observe the corona of the sun, the outer atmosphere of the sun, that you never get to see because the photosphere, the sun outshines it. So as you're looking at the sun as a clock, at the beginning of the eclipse, at about 4:30, you'll start seeing the moon creeping up and overlapping on the disk of the sun. Right before totality, what will happen is, again, they're both half a degree in the sky. They overlap. There's an eclipse occurring. The moon's in between the sun and the earth. The moon's shadow is coming onto the earth. There's a partial shadow and then a totality shadow. The line of totality is the darkest shadow that traverses, starting in Mexico, going all the way through up to Canada. It's traveling about 2,000 miles per hour. So depending on where you are, you want to go to NASA.gov to put in your city location. It'll tell you exactly when it'll start, when totality is, and how long it'll last. It'll last about 3 minutes, in some places 4 minutes,
okay,
which is twice as long as 2017. So it'll be darker, it'll be longer, the band is wider because the moon is closer than it was in 2017 for this time, and you'll be able to see the corona of the sun. But before you see the corona, there's interesting things that occur. Right before that last smidgen of light gets covered by the sun, by the moon, excuse me, you end up getting what's called the diamond ring effect. And it actually looks like a diamond ring momentarily as the moon is kind of creeping up. So anyone who's thinking of going that road, you can save a lot of money. And April 8th, you know, hey, look up, you know.
Yeah. Might be a good time to propose.
That's right.
Diamond ring, boom, boom.
If the answer is no, you just put the glasses on, you just pretend you're blinded, you know, you can get out of it pretty quickly. It's, you know.
Only Dr. Stamatikos would say right there.
You better be sure she's saying yes, boys.
So you get the diamond ring. That's pretty cool. And then as it fully creeps over, you get these things called Bailey beads. And this is, so the moon is not totally smooth. It's got a kind of topography. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the edge of the moon and the Rocky Mountains, it's kind of a jigsaw shape. And then the light coming through gets this bead effect. So those are two things that you can see. In fact, there's a citizen science opportunity. It's called, I wrote it down here.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. See, he's got his notes. Look at it.
Everybody should have some notes.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Can't remember everything. I mean, even Einstein said,
here it is.
Why would I bother remembering something I can look up?
Right.
Use my brain for other things.
SunSketcher. So if you go to SunSketcher, the app SunSketcher, you can get that from the Citizen Science link on NASA.gov. There's an app you can download on your phone. You prop up your phone towards the direction of the sun, and during this time where you get the Bailey beads, it starts taking photos, and going to allow us to actually start to take and get a better shape and size of the sun. So you can actually do this.
Wow.
Over the 2,000-mile stretch, if someone takes their cell phone, they'll stitch all that together, and you can actually be part of a scientific result.
That's cool.
That's the first we've heard of that.
Really cool.
So that's what you can do. So you're looking at it. You see the diamond ring effect. You see the, either way, you're going to be drinking, right? If she says yes or no. And then your favorite beverage, water, cold water.
Right on.
You get the Bailey beads. Then you get the beautiful chromosphere and the corona. It's called the corona of the sun. The corona of the sun extends out roughly 2 or 3 solar diameters out. It's a majestic thing. It literally means crown in Greek. Corona.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you would never see before.
Yeah.
So those are the things.
But that's only something if I'm in totality. If I'm in the path of totality,
that's what you would
then
see.
I can take my glasses off and look at
that's
that.
Right. For those 3 minutes or so.
Gotcha.
And you want to make sure you're always looking with the glasses, because even if you look for a little bit and look away over the course of 3 hours, you're going to accrue accumulated damage to your retina.
Wow.
So you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that if you want to observe the sum of magnification, this is very important. The safest thing to do is have a device that's tailored for solar observation. So these are called H-alpha telescopes. You can also get solar binoculars. So these will provide magnification. Solar binoculars are great because you'll be able to see sunspots.
Oh, wow.
The activity of the sun is approaching its peak. Every 11 years, we get a cycle of the sun's activity. We're approaching the peak, so the sun's going to be more active than it was in 2017. So when you look at the edge of the sun when it's covered by the moon and you get the corona, you're also going to see these solar flares and prominences that are coming out that you wouldn't have been able to see before.
Very cool.
So you're looking with the solar binoculars. So the glasses will give you the shape and the size. The binoculars give you the sunspots, and then the H alpha telescope would give you kind of more of the intricacies of the surface of the sun, which is the photosphere. But if you just stick with the binoculars, I think you'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you have a telescope or a pair of binoculars that you want to retrofit and make it safe.
Mm-hmm.
The vendors usually do provide certified filters that are specific to your instrument. Okay, so you never want to use an instrument that's not designed to look at the sun. And you are not safe. Let me repeat this. You are not safe wearing eclipse glasses and then taking regular binoculars or a regular telescope. Let's save someone's eyesight.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, because what will happen is that magnification will come in, it'll burn right through the eclipse glasses. The eclipse glasses are designed to be unmagnified at the Earth-Sun distance, roughly 93 million miles.
Yeah.
They're about 100,000 times darker than sunglasses. So if you have a really cool pair of sunglasses from the 80s, don't try.
Well, I've heard people say that. Well, I have sunglasses.
Yeah.
I have the transition lenses. Oh, I'll be all right. Oh, they're going to transition anyway.
Yeah. You'll transition to not being able to see.
Right. You'll transition to clear when it's dark, though.
Yeah.
That's not good at all.
That is, we've heard and... we've had people talk about, it's going to impact animals. It's going to impact a lot of different
things.
I mean, that is true because a lot of folks are like, what do you mean? It's how they're
The animals get confused. I mean, it goes dark. You're going to have a 360-degree sunset. That's what's going to happen to you, right, when you're in this environment.
Yeah.
So the animals don't know what's going on. Birds stop chirping. They think it's at night. You might get a temperature drop of about 10 degrees.
Yeah.
So these are different things that affect the environment that you can take notice of. So it's something it's an incredible thing. The next total solar eclipse that goes to the U.S. will be something like 20 years from now, and it'll not be as large of a swath. A total solar eclipse, if you look at the geometry of the sun, the moon, and the earth, basically you have to be in the new moon phase to be able to get an eclipse. But the moon orbits the earth at a slight angle, about 5 degrees. So the shadow of the moon is always in space, by the way, right? The sun is always projecting a shadow of the moon in space. It just usually misses us too high or too low. In about an 18-month span, you're going to get a total solar eclipse somewhere on the Earth. But usually it's not anywhere where people are, right? We're mostly covered by water.
Yeah.
If you were to glue yourself to the surface of the Earth and never moved, which, you need a life coach at that point. But if you did that, and you were on a healthy diet and lived 400 years, you would see one total eclipse.
Wow.
Right? That's how it would average out.
That's amazing.
So, of course, we can predict these and we chase these. And by the way, there's more that you can observe. So when we go totally dark, and assuming you have no clouds, you'll be able to see Jupiter. You'll be able to see Venus, potentially Mars. And actually, the comet. There is a comet that is.
I've read about this comet.
That is big.
Comets are so cool.
Let me get the name right here. Comet 12P Pons Brooks.
Easy for you to say.
I know. It'll be kind of hanging out by Jupiter, and this is something that's bigger than Mount Everest, but it's 150 million. Miles away. The sun is on average 93 million miles away. So you'll probably still need binoculars.
And I was going to say, some of these, what you're talking
about,
you're
going to know right where to look.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So you'll be looking, you'll see Venus and Jupiter should be fairly apparent. And then if you look kind of to the right of Jupiter, you'll be able to see that. But you're going to be juggling regular binoculars with
right.
So maybe don't do too much. Maybe focus on the eclipse. But a lot of great things can happen.
Very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, I wanted to say, whatever you do, just make sure you've got some step protection there with you, because you're going from this to this. Hey, wait a minute. Can I look at this? And the next thing you know, you're like, well, I got some issues here.
Absolutely.
I can't see so well.
All bad.
It's so fascinating. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be on vacation, so I'm not going to be able to get it. My wife was talking about going, to San Antonio, 4 hours from where we're going to be. Are you hearing that as well? I mean, are you hearing people say we're willing to make?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, and the earlier you get it, and the more south you get it, the better chance you have of not having weather affect it. But yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, this is something that would be you'll remember it, your family will remember it. So if you can get to somewhere in the line of totality. That's going to be an important thing to do.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Dr. Michael Stamatikos, Associate Professor of Physics and Astronomy at OSU Newark. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.